Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
About the same overall number count, you know, roughly, you know, probably 115, 20 plays. We were able to run. More sequence like a game where there was, you know, sudden changes. There was flipping the field. You know, all the different situations were, you know, reactive rather than you know, sequenced or you know, situational where we put them in the different places. So it was good to see guys have to operate, respond. And I thought the offense, you know, was good today. I thought they, you know, for a second scrimmage and response from, you know, some of these, you know, last few days we've seen. You know, kind of the defense, you're taking a step, you know, taking a step ahead, and the offense had a good response. You know, there were some really good moments defensively, a couple of, you know, big stops, a couple of, you know, created, there were a couple created takeaways. That was impressive to see, but, you know, I thought overall, I thought the offense did a nice job in how they executed. I thought the quarterback play was really good. I thought that you know, DJ had a couple really long extended drives. You had also had some explosive plays put in there. You know, Brock, you can see just the comfort in his operation, knowing what to do. Had some good plays, good moments. You know, obviously anytime in the spring, you in scrimmages, you know, quarterbacks are, you know, we keep them in kind of tag mode. So there's some times where, you know, maybe they'd get out, maybe they wouldn't, but, you know, still, you know, opportunities to have to you know, react to whatever the situation calls for. And, you know, I thought our defensive front is continuing to show the explosiveness in their attack, especially when we get longer situations. You see those guys really, you know, veneers back. I mean, there's some real explosiveness out of that group. And so, you know, I'm excited about, you know, the steps we're seeing. You know, like I said, there's some big plays. I thought, you know, Malik Benson showed up well. You know, Hakeem had a couple of really nice plays. You know, really, I thought the receivers, you know, did a good job. There had been some missed opportunities, you know, throughout the week, and I thought they really rose up. I mean, I thought our running backs did a solid job. Some of the defensive backs, you know, saw, you know, making plays on the ball, which is always encouraging. And like I mentioned, the defensive front was pretty good. So all in all, good first scrimmage. Had some bumps and bruises, nothing. I don't think anything, you know, too severe, you know, throughout the scrimmage. But we'll see where that is as we go into this week.
First question will come from Chris Nagy.
Mike, you mentioned DJU and the quarterbacks in general. How has DJ done in the sense of just integrating himself into the offense and showing the experience he has in the college game mixed with what you guys are asking him to do?
Yeah, I thought today was his best day. You know, and he's had some good days in spring practice, but today, I mean, he operated at a very, very high level. And you saw the confidence of the ball getting out, where it's going, you know, even on a couple throwaways, just his – you could tell he was in control of what he was being asked to do today. And, you know, we've been pretty aggressive with our you know, installations. So it's, you know, trying to throw a lot on him. You know, I liked how he responded, how he reacted. You know, it's exciting to see that progression. You know, like I mentioned, you know, Brock earlier, you know, I think it's, you know, you see those guys that are, you know, the more reps, the more time, the more opportunities and experiences, you know, they're really growing from that. Luke did some good things today. I really like what I see from him, especially on third down. So he is, you know, finding freshmen in a third down situation. You know, that's usually one of the hardest things for them to, you know, get thrown into. It's just the different presentations and pressures. And he, he does a great job of just standing in, trusting his eyes. You know, he obviously had some teachable and moments. He probably wasn't as clean as it was a week ago for him, but you know, with the added install, I mean, there's still some things for him to grow. But I mean, he's fun to coach, and he definitely progressing extremely fast for a freshman. So it was a good day for that group.
So we hire him.
In some of the practices we've seen, the defensive line's made it hard for the offense to operate at times. Are you seeing the offensive line start to respond? Did they give them more time today?
Yeah, you know, it was a good mix. I mean, it was, you know, I mentioned the explosiveness of the defense that still shows up. I thought the O-line, especially in the run game, was able to create a couple seams, a couple opportunities, had some explosive runs. And then, you know, obviously had the quarterback's time to be able to distribute the ball. We had some good drives we were able to put together. And, I think that's a good group you up front. You know, obviously when it's good on good, I mean, it's going to be a challenge every day, but there's still some things that we get to clean up on and continuing to build these guys for what that, you know, what that first, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 is going to look like. And we do a great competition in that unit.
This will be Brendan.
And Mike, curious to get your thoughts on what you've seen from Lawrence Toafili with some of the added weight, how he's doing with the physical component this spring.
Yeah, no, he's probably been as limited. You know, we limited a couple guys, and we limited him in the scrimmage today. But he made his presence felt early, and a couple good runs, a couple good plays. He catches the ball, so well. So I mean, I think he is. The last game of last season, he was MVP of the championship game, and he is much better than what he was at this time or at any point there last season. I mean, I am excited about the player, the leader. I think Roy Dell got a lot of work today. I wanted to see him have to operate, and definitely encouraged from what we see there. Ken Davis had some big, a couple big runs. I think Sam Singleton is had a good spring. Some good and bad today. The things that he can improve upon, but. I like those guys because I thought they made some improvements from some things that he was struggling with a week ago. So it's all about getting better. But LT has definitely improved. And I'm excited about what he's going to be for this team. Jalen Lucas was himself today and had a couple explosive plays. I mean, he's a fun one to watch.
What about Tyra?
When you talk about DJ being more comfortable, maybe in more control, is this the time when a lot of those transfers maybe now are going to see that kind of comfort level kick in, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's part of it. When you go through a spring, you have meetings, you have the winter program, you have meetings, but you're not really beginning to do a ton. I mean, you get a short walkthrough, but you're not getting to do a ton of with speed. And so it's all mental. And then you get out there and you try to adjust to things the language that you learned, the techniques and fundamentals were being asked, but now it's just getting caught up with the speed of the repetitions. And like I said, we've been aggressive, really on both sides of the ball, but I think like Marvin Jones, you saw him, Nusi, Arcioni, Tommy had a couple of really good plays. I thought he showed up. You see those guys that have come in where they're playing faster this week. And I thought Marvin, he was sacked today. It was just elite in just his movements. But when you have that type of competition and positions, and these guys are becoming more comfortable, and there is that sense of urgency for improvement. It's definitely fun to see. And I think DJ's a great example of that, as well as all those guys. Malik Benson had his best day today. He scored a couple touchdowns. It was just definitely good to see.
So we need Kurt Weiler.
Coach Thompson earlier this week, I think he said the tight ends caught, 16 passes in the first scrimmage. I guess, how did that group perform today? And I guess, what have been your impressions of that group through half the spring?
And they showed up really well again today. And, I don't know if the overall, I think it's probably a little bit more receivers today and just what happened, but they did capitals. I can't think of, any missed opportunities, and they made some tough catches. Brian Courtney had a couple. Landon Thomas continues to show, he's on the fast track. Jackson West had to come in with a really big play, explosive pass, and Kyle has been, I think You know, he had a few days early that was, you know, solid. And I think he's really taken a step, you know, just in who he is. I thought he had a great week of practice this week. And, you know, I thought that group is, they're about the right things. I think they got ability and talent. It's exciting to see them go out there and you have success when they're in there.
All right. That wraps up. Thank you, Coach.
Maybe that's a 3-for-1, actually, since I know I'm the last one.
At the buzzer. You mentioned the receivers, some of the receivers kind of stepping up. Were they challenged? Obviously, the last couple of days hadn't been their best days. Were they challenged, or did they even need that? I'm sure they realized that they could play better.
Days of challenge, and, you know, like I tell guys, you know, what you see is where you are. And, you know, if you have missed opportunities, if it's up and down, if it's inconsistent, then that's what the group is. And so you got to go out there and, you know, get to seize the moment, seize the opportunity. And, you know, so we've had a couple of guys that went down that, you know, there are open doors, open opportunities, and, but what are you going to do with it? And, you know, there's as good a competition as ever, because I really like the room. I mean, I like the ability, I like the talent, you know. And it was definitely good to see guys, you know, take advantage of those, you know, when the ball was coming their way. Wayne McCoy had a big play, you know, as well in it. So Camden Fryer, you know, had a big explosive play. So it was definitely good to see, you know, the response. And yeah, it's going to get challenged, whether you're doing well or not. I mean, you're going to get challenged here. And it's just believing what the group's capable of, and they start keeping getting better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.